So having given quite detailed and possibly confusing instructions, I thought just to just suggest that you just contemplate change, and anything that stuck that was helpful from the first meditation, please feel free to experiment with that. But if it all seemed too much, just see if you can just notice change. And we notice it with the breath, and then just noticing it in the mind as well. All the different mind states that we experience in the course of a day. With the possibility of just letting them be, and what usually happens with a thought or a train of thought or a mood or a some kind of reaction to something is that it's very frequently that we just jump in and try to hold on to it, try to manipulate it. But consider the possibility of just simply observing. So often the images of is used of standing on the bank of a river or a stream. And you can just watch the water flowing by. And sometimes it's clear, sometimes it gets very stirred up. If there's a lot of mud happening upstream, then it can be quite muddy. Sometimes it flows very fast, very turbulent. Sometimes it's very, very calm and hardly, barely moving. And so if we keep with the image of just standing or sitting on the edge of a stream and just watching everything flowing by without the need to involve ourselves with it. And every now and again you might find yourself sort of jumping in and getting swept away on a current, some current or other. And then when you notice that, just try to kind of find something firm to hold on to so you don't get swept on out to sea. So there might be a kind of branch or a bit of the bank or a rock or something. In terms of our practice, just to establish mindfulness, find some way to establish presence. And, for myself, I find that the body is a really handy foundation for mindfulness. So I often turn to the body if I'm feeling, if the mind is very frantic, very busy, then just notice the effect on the face. And instead of thinking, I've got to calm my mind down, just try just relaxing your face and releasing the tension from around the eyes and the forehead. If you're feeling very emotional, then sometimes just being aware of the breathing can be helpful. Using that as a way of just settling, calming, allowing, enabling. Or to focus, like in the center part of the body, and this is where I tend to experience things like excitement or fear, anger. They often register as a kind of bodily sensation there. So rather than thinking, well, I shouldn't be afraid, what's there to be frightened of? Just say, okay, this is how it feels right now in the body. Of course, if there is something very dangerous happening, then fear is quite a handy thing to respond to. Maybe we do need to do something to get out of the way of some danger. But an awful lot of our fear is not really about anything that's life-threatening. And this is something that we can actually contemplate. I've just fairly recently actually become aware of the extent that fear can dominate in relationship. How is this person going to see me? Am I going to be all right? And it can take very subtle forms. But rather than feeling we've got to sort it out, we can just simply notice how it affects us physically and work at that level. So it's like standing on the bank rather than being swept along in the current. Or trying to swim upstream, just quietly watch, notice the flow of life, the flow of conditions. And as I said, there's always the breath to turn to if there does seem to be too much confusion or turmoil, just steady the awareness with the breath.